This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. This is Father Tom, and again, I want to say thank you for listening today. And this week, I want to preach on the central message of the Holy Scriptures, and I want to preach on that central message of the Gospel and the central message of the Church, which is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you for the grace that I might be able to speak the word of the cross in ways that I never have, that I might be able to portray in words by the power of the Holy Ghost the mighty, mighty deed of the redemptive work that you did on the cross. And Father, I know I can never outpreach the cross. I can never outpreach the cross, but I ask for guidance and I ask for light, the light that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the throne of God and from the throne of the Lamb. I want to be incorporated now at the Father's right hand, Father. I want to see the things that you want me to see and to hear the things that you want me to hear so that I can preach the things that you want me to preach. St. Paul says, "Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me." Far be it from me. There is nothing else that I can proclaim, St. Paul says, but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross, which is our redemption. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto himself, the Scripture says. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man, so must Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, be lifted up. And when he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, we take the death of on the cross. First of all, during the time of our Lord Jesus Christ, the death on a cross was given to criminals and slaves. So we see that Jesus was not the only one who died upon a cross. We also see that the day that our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross on Good Friday, and just remember, the only day in the whole calendar year that's called good is Good Friday, because of what he did for you and what he did for me, to show his love for you and to show his love for me. It is the only day that's called good, but that Good Friday, that first Good Friday on Calvary, outside the walls of Jerusalem, for no one can die on a cross inside the walls of Jerusalem. They believed that they would make the city unclean. So they took him outside the walls of Jerusalem to the skull place. But on that day, there were three men that were crucified. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was in the middle, the other two on each side, one on his right and one on his left. And, you know, historians tell us that sometimes when you looked out on the Roman cities, you could see cross after cross after cross with people hanging on it. The cross would be a way of executing people, like we have the electric chair. No more, probably, but let's continue. The cross. There were three men that were crucified that day. And maybe it all looked the same. It all looked the same. Three men crucified on a cross. But the Scripture tells us that Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And when he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. The Scripture means lifted up and glorified upon the cross. I tell you, the cross in the middle is so different than any other cross, because Jesus on the cross drew all humanity into his holy heart, into his broken heart. He said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." That means Jesus knows exactly what you're going through. Jesus has drawn you into his broken heart. He has drawn the people who will die today without consolation into his broken heart. He has drawn the people who are so completely out of their minds. He has drawn them into his broken heart. Jesus said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." And on the cross, three men were crucified, but the one in the middle was doing a redemptive work. We do not want to deny the physical suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw that ever so clearly and so beautifully in Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. But you see, this whole experience of just the physical suffering is not enough, because no one could ever portray what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. What he did on the cross, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Just think about the people today in African countries that are hungry. Think about the people in Haiti who wash in sewerage. Think about the people in Nepal who have nothing to eat. Just remember this. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Jesus drew all of humanity into his broken heart. That's why no man or no woman can stand by Jesus and say, "You do not know what I go through." Nobody can ever stand by the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "You do not know what I go through." Because Jesus knows everything, exactly what you go through. He has drawn all the dregs of your pain into his broken heart. He has drawn you into his broken heart. He has drawn me into his broken heart. He has drawn my desperation into his broken heart. Oh yes, sometimes I experience desperation. I don't know about you, but I understand what it means to be absolutely desperate. But you know, my desperation must lead me to Jesus Christ and to nobody else. My desperation must lead me to the one who died upon the cross and the one who rose from the dead. My desperation must lead me to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My desperation must lead me to Jesus. Jesus knows exactly what you are going through, exactly what I am going through. Jesus knows exactly what these poor people who will get the news today that their children has cancer, he knows exactly what these mothers and fathers are going through. When you go to the Jimmy Fund building and you see all these little children with bald heads, Jesus drew all these little children into himself. Oh, yes, he did. That's why there is healing in the redemption. There is healing in the redemption. And it takes faith. It takes faith. It takes faith. It takes the man of God, the people of God, to start believing that our Lord Jesus Christ is going to heal, because by his stripes we were healed, because he drew us into his sacred heart, because he took us into his heart of love. Now, I know everyone we pray for is not healed. I understand that. But you know what? We must make the effort in faith that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that he gave his only son in crucifixion out of love for us, not only for our souls, not only that we might be forgiven by his precious blood, not only that we might have a new life, that anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, this is all true. This is all true. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. It doesn't depend upon how old you are. It doesn't depend upon how young you are. Anyone means you. You and me. Even if you've had 9 abortions, Jesus wants to forgive you. 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 And your 9 children are waiting for you in heaven, and they hold nothing against you. But now's the time to repent. Now's the time to say no more. Now's the time to say, "I give my life unto the King of Kings and the King of Glory. I give myself unto Jesus, the crucified Lord. I have nothing else but Jesus. I've made a mess out of my life. My life has completely gone down the drain, and now it's time to say, 'Here I am. I come to do thy will.'" Because you know what? He drew all your agony upon the cross. Whether your agony was self-inflicted or inflicted by others, he drew all your agony upon the cross. That middle cross was different than the other two crosses. Jesus Christ, our Lord, drew into himself your pain, my sin, your sickness, my sickness. I'm going to also tell you, no one can ever look at Jesus and say, "You have no idea what I go through." He knows. He has drunk the dregs of sin and broken it. He has drunk the dregs of evil, and cast it out by the power of his blood, broken it by the power of the blood, nailing it to the cross, destroying the works of the devil. Oh, the cross is our victory. The cross is our life. The cross is our reconciliation. The cross is our justification. The cross is our redemption. It is on the cross that he bought us back. Hallelujah. It is on the cross that he paid the ransom. Glory to God. It is on the cross that he paid the ransom. Do you not know? Do you not know that you were bought with not a sum of diminishable silver or gold? Do you not know that you were bought not as a sum of diminishable silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world? And you know, it kind of alludes to you were bought like a slave is bought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be a slave of the crucified. Hallelujah. I want to be a slave of the cross. I want to be a slave of Jesus. Oh, yes, because in being a slave of Jesus, I become free. For in freedom, Christ has set me free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you not know? Do you not know that you have not been bought with any price of diminishable silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world? Do you not know this? So if you were bought with a price, that means we are owned, alleluia, by the Master. By the Master Jesus, by the glorified Jesus, I am His property because I have been bought with a price. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are His property because you have been bought with a price. Isn't that wonderful? Have you ever considered yourself that you are waterfront property to the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. Much more than waterfront property. I tell you, my Lord, when I was yet a sinner, when my back was turned against the Master, when I was doing my own thing, and sometimes still I can do my own thing, it was then that Jesus Christ died for me, the righteous for the unrighteous, the holy for the unholy. Oh, yes, you have been bought with a price, beloved. That means if you were bought with the price, you are the property of the buyer. And hallelujah, the one who bought me is the one who died for me. The one who bought me is the one who was buried for me. The one who bought me is the one who was raised from the dead for me. Hallelujah, the one who bought me is the one who sits at the Father's right hand, ever living to make intercession for you and for me. We have been bought with the price, with the very precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His property. Oh, yes. You know what? I do not have a sign on me that says for rent. I have a sign that says sold. Oh, yes, sold. Sold, sold. I have been bought with the price, glory. I have been bought with the blood, glory. I have been sold. Now it's time for me to be sold out. It's time for me to be sold out. It's time for you to be sold out. Sold out to the one who bought us. Sold out to the one who died for us. Sold out to the one who bled for us. Sold out to the one who loves us. Sold out to the one who said, oh, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. I will draw them into my heart. I will draw them. I will draw them. I will draw them. Oh, be drawn unto Jesus. Be drawn unto Jesus today. Be drawn unto the crucified Jesus today. For the crucified Jesus is our salvation, our reconciliation. Hallelujah. Our justification. He is the power of God unto salvation. Glory to His holy and awesome name. Lift high the cross. Lift high the cross. Lift high the cross. It is the central proclamation of the church. Lift high the cross. This is the banner of love. This is God's love. God so loved you that He gave His only Son. Hallelujah. That whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that today you find out that it was for you that He died. It was for you that He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. So in the name of Jesus, be healed by the power of the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. In the name of Jesus, this is the day that you find out that you are not alone, for He dwells within the believer. This is the day to you to say that I'm all alone. No, 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 no. You are not alone. You are the property of the Lord, and He doesn't treat you like a doormat. He doesn't treat you like a doormat. He doesn't treat you like a doormat. He treats you as a son. For does not the Bible tell us that those who believe in Him, He gave the power to become the children of God? Oh, yes, God the Father has so loved you, so loved me, so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in the Son, I believe in you, Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. I give you over my life, my time. I give you my heartaches, my blessings, my joy, my sorrows. Everything belongs to you, Lord. I'm your property, Lord. I'm your property. I'm your property. Do you not know that you have been bought with the price, my beloved friends? You've been bought with the price, with the very price of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Do you not know? Do you not know? Do you not know? Do you not know how precious you are in the sight of God? How precious you are in the sight of the Father? How precious you are in the sight of the Trinity? Do you not know that he has a plan for your life? Do you not know that he calls unto you and says, come unto me, all of you who are laboring and are burdened, and I will give you rest? Do you not know that the cross is the lighthouse? The cross is the lighthouse. And from the cross, he beckons you. He beckons you. He beckons you. Storm-tossed. He beckons you, storm-tossed, come unto me, all of you who find life weary and burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Do you not know? Do you not know how precious you are? Do you not know how precious you are? Do you not know how precious you are? Oh God, teach us. Teach us from within how precious we are, not of ourselves, but because of the cross. Not of ourselves, but because of the blood. Not of ourselves, but you so loved me that you gave your only Son. In crucifixion, hallelujah, lift high the cross, lift high the cross, lift high the cross, lift high the cross. The redemptive death of Jesus Christ was not only the most excruciating physical pain that we saw in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Messiah, but now it is this excruciating mental pain, mental anguish, torment. Jesus on the cross gives birth to a new creation. Jesus on the cross gives birth to a new creation. Not a creation made with hands, not a creation of flesh and blood, but a creation of spirit, that in the flesh and blood he has renewed our spirits. He has taken away the broken spirit. He has taken away the heart of stone. And through his blood, he has given us a heart of flesh instead. Oh, it is through the cross, through the cross, through the cross that we have life. It is through the cross and through the crucified that we have eternal life. For everyone who looks upon the Son, even as they looked upon the serpent in the desert and were healed, those who look upon the Son crucified, hallelujah, we become healed. But to look upon him is not just to gaze. To look is to surrender. To look is to be like the good thief. Remember me when you come into my kingdom, for I have sinned, for I should be dying, but not you. Remember me, most holy Jesus, because I have done what I have not been called to do. I have lived for myself. You see, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, and when they were bit by these serpents, he made a pole and mounted a serpent upon it. And when he mounted the serpent upon it, he raised it up. And everyone who looked on the very thing that was the curse was healed. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And just as the serpent was raised on the pole, Jesus Christ is the curse, for the scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. And he became a curse so that you might become the very righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And anyone who looks upon the crucified and surrenders their life is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The heart of stone is replaced with a heart of flesh instead. Oh, Jesus, I love your cross. And I love you, crucified for you on the cross are the living sacrifice of praise. You on the cross are the fragrant offering to the Father. You on the cross beckon all men and women like a lighthouse that are lost, that is shipwrecked, like a lighthouse. Come to me, come to me. Do not go any further. Reach out to me. Look upon me, crucified. Surrender to me. I will give you life, new life, redemption, justification, healing. That is why we can never out-preach the cross. We can never out-preach the crucified. We can never out-preach the love of God poured out at Calvary. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul. What wondrous love is this? For the price of a slave, you gave up your only son. What wondrous love is this? And yes, I have been bought with the price of the blood, with not silver or gold, and therefore I am your property, my Lord. I belong to you. You can put me wherever you want. You can keep me in your pocket if you'd like. Wherever you want, I want to be. Wherever you want me to be, I want to be, I want to be. Because, Lord, I am not my own. I have been bought with the price. And I say yes to that. Oh, I never want to be my own again, my Lord. I never want to be my own again. I never want to go my own way again, my Lord. I have been bought with the price. I have been bought with the price. I belong to thee, hallelujah. You are the Lord. I have no one but you. You are my all. You are my all. You are my all. I have no good but you, my Lord. And Jesus, I'm yours. And you're mine. That's why I say to people, you know, stop living for yourself. Stop living for yourself. Stop living for yourself. For when I say to Jesus, all that is mine is yours, he says to me, all that is yours is mine. When I say to Jesus, all that I have is yours, he says, all that I am is yours. Oh yeah, whatever I give him, he gives me himself. All, Jesus says, all that is mine is yours. If you say, all that is yours is mine. That's right. Remember that. Jesus says, all that I have is yours. But you must live. All that I have is yours, and all that I have belongs to you. All that is mine is yours, he said, and all that is yours is mine. Yes. All that is mine is yours, if all that is yours is mine. I get the better deal, I'll tell you. I get the better deal. I get the better deal. This week I will be preaching on the cross. I will be proclaiming the cross of Jesus Christ. I will be proclaiming the crucified. I hope to get new insights into the cross, for the cross is deeper than the ocean. It is higher than any part of the atmosphere. It is infinite love poured out for you. The cross is our salvation. The cross is our redemption. The crucified is our love. This Wednesday, I will be at the espousal retreat house. People have been asking because I've been away. Yes, I will be at the espousal retreat house, and you are welcome to come to the espousal retreat house this Wednesday. And we begin at 7:30 at the espousal retreat house in Waltham. Their telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. I want to announce that a beautiful Catholic Christian woman has gone back to the Lord, Marie Sarasulo, a light. Such a light Marie Sarasulo was as she lived on the earth. A loving, wonderful woman. Marie Sarasulo has gone back to the Lord. But you know what? I believe in the communion of saints. And Marie, I ask your prayers. I ask your prayers. She lived for Jesus. She was a light. She lived for Jesus. She was a light. And you know what? She still is. And I believe in the communion of saints. Marie Sarasulo, pray for me. Betty Foley, pray for me. Mary Sabella, pray for me. Mary Wilkinson, pray for me. Auntie May, pray for me. Auntie Alda, pray for me. My mother and father, pray for me. Little Christopher, pray for me. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills, because we really are in debt, and I will continue to proclaim the cross as long as I have money to proclaim the cross via the airwaves. I will proclaim the cross in my sleep if I have to, and if nobody else listens, that's fine. And you know what? You can also hear me on the internet, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. I do need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Jesus, heal Nancy. Heal Nancy. Heal Nancy Bissett. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, Nancy, by the power of the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed in the name of Jesus, because Jesus died for you, because you belong to Jesus. Be healed, Nancy, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.